Hello, everyone. This is Over the Line with Andrew McClain and John Byrd.
Good evening, everyone. It's good to be here, Andrew McClain.
I just wanted to make it weird to start off because you weren't wearing anything crazy, so.
No, but you know how I feel about AI.
Yes, you had AI vibes right there, by the way.
See, isn't it frightening?
It's very frightening. Tony Gupp here as well. Tony Gupp.
I'm here as well. How are you guys doing?
We are so glad to be back in the studio, in the podcast studio. We haven't been here in forever. It's been a long time.
I'm glad to be back. I missed it.
It's been, I think it's been over a week, has it not?
I believe so.
Yeah, maybe I think last Thursday was the last time we were in here. And it's been, with the holidays and Christmas, it's just been tough for everybody. But we decided, hey, we need to get one more of these bad boys out before the big New Year's celebration, which is coming up. Oh, my God. My God. Wow. So John Byrd's excited about that.
Yeah. That's just a little snippet of what's going to be going on at the New Year's party.
Yeah,
I'm scared now. I don't know what's going on.
You got a little preview going on.
Yeah, man.
We are excited. We're going to have our significant others here as well because we want to spend New Year's Eve with them. But it should be. We don't really know what it entails. I mean, at the end of the day, we're just kind of winging it. We thought we would all want to be hanging out anyway on New Year's.
Right.
So why not for the first ever live stream of Over the Line in the new setup, because Over the Line has had live streams in the past, but it hasn't been quite this elaborate. We will be able to do something, I think, pretty cool and be able to hang out with, our people, our family.
Yeah, I can't wait to get sloshed and pass out.
I was thinking about that too, and I'm like, you know, the audience would really like that if that were to happen.
I think so.
It's very fish tank of you.
Yeah,
to just get hammered on camera and for the whole world to see.
Is that really the right thing to do, though? Am I projecting the right image? Because there's something important to think about.
Oh, here we go.
If we're going to affect change, people, if we're going to affect change, maybe we need to change within. Maybe I don't need to get drunk. Maybe I need to be stone cold sober because it's coming. It's a two-edged sword. We've got the liberals that are just about to do us in. And guess what? AI is their best friend. So you better be ready. I will not be drinking. I'll be teetotaling at New Year's.
Teetotaling?
Yes, that's an antiquated saying. Means I shan't be drinking anything.
Oh, I thought that meant like you were going to be wrecking your car or something. That's what teetotaling.
I've done that enough times.
I thought it was lock your keys in the car or something.
Yeah. Battery's dead, lock your keys in the car. Whatever, John Byrd. It's going to be fun no matter what. Speaking of changing, I was going to wear this shirt for New Year's, but I decided I was just going to go ahead and wear it tonight. Mm-hmm. It is a shirt from my ex-wife, and she said, I thought it was Harambe. But then P. Diddy told her, no, that's just a regular gorilla. But, I mean, can you really tell that this is not Harambe? I mean, how do we know it's not? Because it looks like Harambe.
It does. And it looks like a kind of a painting.
It's an 80s vibe Harambe.
Yeah.
So maybe it's like Harambe's dad from when he was younger.
It could be. It's got kind of a Miami Vice look to it.
Yeah. I personally liked it.
Pastels.
We used to make a big deal about Harambe on my old radio show when I was at 101. Mm-hmm. Jessica and I would constantly bring up Harambe because all that happened while we had that show. And so we watched the freak out. What is that noise?
What is that noise?
It's John Byrd.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Dude, that's
something wrong with it.
Messing with me so much. You were doing that earlier. Stop that.
Is this on?
I seriously was like, what is that?
I heard it. I thought it was a siren earlier.
He's doing it again.
I know.
It's just an ability. It just happened one day.
So we talked about Harambe a lot, and you know, there was the big public outcry about Harambe, and almost in a joking manner, we decided we were going to get on the pro Harambe train.
Mm-hmm.
So we brought him up a lot. We even created a dodgeball team called Team Harambe. I still have the shirt for that.
Oh, that's sweet.
But there was one song we used to play all the time that was a song written for Harambe by a guy named Rocky Gold. And you can look this up on YouTube. Excuse my language, but the name of the song was Dicks Out for Harambe. And I know that sounds like it doesn't make much sense, and it really doesn't, but...
People named Richard are out for Harambe.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess. So here's the video of it.
Richard's
out. I'm going to make it big, and here we go.
Okay, that's...
Harambe was a beautiful soul. Some might have even considered him almost human.
I'm like, yo, they took my bro, Harambe. Like, no. I got, whoa, you shot bae. Harambe, are you okay, Harambe? No, he was dead. You took him too soon, man. He was so cool. He was the coolest gorilla up in his whole school. How dare you take away my gorilla, my best friend? Yeah, for real, man, his haters gotta end.
That's a good-looking gorilla.
Yeah, and I know how to end it.
Oh, he
and
was a different joking, breed.
Don't think that I'm pretending. Just pull your dick out, man. That's for Harambe. All day,
every day.
Damn. He was a pizza party boy, too. Yo, Ben, man, what's up with you? Baked Alaska, what's up, too? And wait, don't forget Milo. Yo, what it
Dicks
do?
Dicks out for Harambe.
Everybody clap your hands.
You were gone too soon. Dicks out for Harambe. You know that we're missing you. Dicks out for Harambe.
Yeah, baby.
Dicks out for Harambe.
Dicks out for Harambe.
Dang it, baby.
Dicks out for Harambe. Dicks out for Harambe.
Yeah, baby. So that's the song. And somehow we were able to edit that in a fashion that we could play it on the radio, which I really think we should consider bringing that back. I mean, you could just reverse the words or something. But
yeah, like, yeah, play around with it.
It was put together by, there was in the era of Donald Trump, there was a creation of a group of people, and now they would probably call them alt-right. And I don't even fully know what alt-right means. Mm-hmm. That gained popularity on social media for being different, for being what you would normally consider, you know, some crazy liberal kids. Mm-hmm. But they were big-time Trump supporters. I think of Milo Yiannopoulos. We all remember him. He was like the gay British guy, and he called Donald Trump Daddy Trump, and it was just a whole thing. Rocky Gold's one of those. Baked Alaska. Some of those guys, by the way, got hemmed up on January 6th. That's what that is from. That's from that kind of movement. And they just jumped on the Harambe train and decided to, you know, do a thing.
It was very original. I'll give it that.
The name of the song comes from another meme where there was some kid who was like flashing a gun on a video. And he says something along the lines, look up Dicks Out for Harambe original. Okay. And he says the phrase. Mm-hmm. And everybody was like, what does that even mean? And they were like, well, that'd be a good name for our song. And they kind of surrounded it with that. See if it's original.
Has something.
Let me see if it's on YouTube.
YouTube's going to be like, what is this guy looking up?
Harambe.
Dicks Out for Harambe original. By the way, we couldn't say that on the radio.
No.
We'd have to call it Richards.
Yes.
Let's see what it pulls up
or
here.
Or penis is out.
Penis is out for Harambe. Let's see. The meaning of... looking. Keep going. I would recognize the kid if I saw him. Just go to the top. Go to the, and see what the top one
says.
You
sure you don't want to search by views?
I don't know. I don't even remember where it was at. They probably off the kid.
Okay.
For starting a movement.
All right, this one.
Yeah, let's
right,
just.
Here we go.
Behind the meme.
Welcome to Behind the Meme, where we look at the meanings and origins of your favorite memes.
It's all rainbowish.
Have a look at Dicks Out for Harambe. Harambe the gorilla was a 17-year-old Western Lowland silverback gorilla.
17, man.
At the Cincinnati Zoo after a 4-year-old child fell into his enclosure.
Turn the volume up on that too there, Tony.
Oh, my bad.
Forced to kill the male gorilla after he began to drag the child dangerously through his enclosure. The incident received much criticism.
We know
by
what
many
happened.
Who blamed
tell
the
us
unnecessary
where it came
killing
from.
Of the animal on the negligence of the child's parents. Footage of the shocking incident was uploaded to YouTube and gained millions of views within 24 hours.
Broke our hearts.
The story spread through other social media platforms with hashtags like Justice for Harambe and Rest in Peace Harambe trending worldwide. Yes, it was a serious and unfortunate situation, but people on social media began to act like Harambe was a martyr instead of an ape. Naturally, people online saw this as an opportunity
he was
to
poke
fun at the situation
was
that wasn't as serious as some were making it
on
out
the pronouns
to be.
Or something.
Images of Harambe next to dead celebrities and influential people began to appear online to mock the outcry of people supporting Harambe, much like they would celebrities or important people when they died. On July 2nd, Twitter user @sexualjumanji posted a selfie photograph in which he is seen holding a gun with the caption, "We coming with them dicks out to avenge Harambe."
Oh,
on July 4th, 2016, comedian Brandon Wardall first tweeted the phrase, "Dicks out for Harambe." The following day, he posted a Vine that had a group of men chanting "Dicks out for Harambe" in unison.
Dicks out for Harambe! Dicks out for Harambe! Dicks out for Harambe! Dicks out for Harambe!
A couple days later, he posted another Vine on his account with actor Danny Trejo saying the phrase.
Dicks out for Harambe, you know what the fuck it is.
Hey, dicks out for Harambe!
Shortly after, a subreddit titled "Dicks out for Harambe" was created in early July, further promoting the use of the term.
So
and
that's
the
origins.
Popularity since then.
And it's amazing how the internet works in the sense of a phrase, a simple phrase, could spiral into something like that, create a hit song that we're now going to play on our radio show.
Yep.
And 2024 is going to be weird.
Yeah, you never know where it's going to come from. It can come from the most obscure place.
Yeah, it was just a random guy on Twitter that was like threatening violence against somebody. He said, "We coming with them dicks out for Harambe."
Well, it's because he got that one cool actor to say it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Good stuff, man. It's weird. If you look back just over the past 7 years. And I'm reminiscing because New Year's coming up. It was a weird year. It was a good year for us as a radio show and now as a podcast because we've done a lot of big things. We're in this beautiful studio.
Yep.
We've had success that we would have never imagined at the first of the year with the radio show. Ratings and sponsors and everything else. And we're on a trajectory right now where I think the sky's the limit for 2024. And it's also 2024, we make it happen or we bust because...
Yeah, it's all or nothing.
It's all or nothing.
It's all or nothing.
And that's kind of scary when you think about it because if things don't pan out in November of 2024... I mean, there's plenty of people in this country that say politics stresses me out and they just bury their head in the sand. But there's a lot of us that can't do that. And so you try to imagine, like, what if things turn out unfortunate and Joe Biden or Gavin Newsom or whoever wins in 2024? Like, what is that going to look like?
Well, I mean, we're not just going to fold up our tents. I mean... Our purpose may change.
Do people abandon us if Trump doesn't win in 2024 in the sense of, we saw that in 2020. A lot of people quit watching the news after that election because they saw what happened. It was right in front of everybody's face, and they were told, hey, nothing's going to change. This is what it's going to be. Deal with it. And so they became disenchanted and started turning off the radio, turning off the TVs, and news media took a big hit. Is that what's going to happen this time? Because it's different in the sense of last time around, people were already beaten down by COVID. Yeah. All year it was COVID, and then this came. This time, it's like, if we don't win it, it's the end of the country, you know? So how do people react?
A lot at stake. Here's the way I look at it. I'm so bad. The way I look at it is it's almost like you've got to have blinders on. You can't worry about that because that takes you off of your purpose. You know what I mean? If you're like saying, well, you know, what this, you know, and what that, how they're going to react. We can't worry about that.
Yeah.
Our goal is to make sure that that's not the case.
I try to not think about it because it will stress you out.
It will.
You know, I think no matter what, we're going to have a purpose at the end of this next year. At the end of 2024, no matter what happens, we are going to have to be there for people. And I know that sounds kind of cocky or whatever, and I don't mean it in that way. I just mean, like, people are going to be looking for information. You take this going the wrong way, for instance. I don't even like to say the fact that, say, Democrats win in 2024. Mm-hmm. The crackdown on speech on the internet is going to spiral.
Mm.
You're going to have, I mean, hopefully Elon Musk can hang on to Twitter, but what about everything else?
Yeah.
YouTube.
Facebook. It's going to be hard to hold on to information. And this is the first time in my life where it's actually been an election. I always hear like, oh, this is the biggest election ever. Well, this one's kind of.
It is.
This one's it. And I'll tell you what, if it goes their way, you could pretty much bet on the country defaulting on debt eventually, and they'll have to restructure somehow, just like Russia turned into the Soviet Union or the other way around.
History repeats itself as well.
Yeah, and the dollar probably won't be the world's reserve currency anymore. Just a guess.
Good Lord, man. This is the end of the year podcast. What are we doing? Let's worry about this later.
Okay, let's celebrate. Yeah, we're
good. God.
You know what?
Who brought this up in the first place?
All right, guys, I got to tell you something. I've been taking a class, an online class, for the last couple of months.
Okay.
I'm ready. It's been an online class on how to be a podcaster. How to be in front of the microphone, how to be on camera with social media. One of the things is to always smile and laugh. For instance, let me just do an example. Hey, everybody, I hope you're having a great time. I hope it's been a good week for you. What we're going to talk about today is absolutely insane. You see what I mean? You want to always be over the top and always be happy. But at the same time, you have to know how to turn that volume down. This is an example. You know, it's been a really crazy week. I've been kind of thinking about things. And, you know, my girlfriend and I, we've had some issues. But you know what? We're going to work it out with your help. You hit that subscribe button right there. And we're going to get her back, right? Yeah. Very riveting. His social life. It's like the love of his life. What is he going to do? Things aren't going well. What do? Engage the audience. Engage. Like. Subscribe. Always. And you have to point. But you got to be careful. You have to point to the symbol. If your subscribe is over here and you do that,
it's not going to work.
Yeah. So it's very important. There's a lot of prep work. You know, and it's not just always a point. You can go, there are different ways. Like, for instance, you can go, yeah, you can do that. You can go like that. There's all sorts of things. You can, or if you've got, like, you can do two subscribe symbols and do this. Maybe you got Facebook. Maybe you got Twitter. You know, there's a lot of different things you do that I learned that, you know, it's more than just talking.
You know what's amazing is as you were explaining that, subscribe buttons did pop up on the screen. That's pretty wild.
Are you kidding me? It worked.
It's like so magic. So
$7,000 well spent.
So when you started that, I thought you were going to go the route of like you were giving children's like kids YouTube vibes, mm-hmm. like you were hosting Blue's Clues or something of the sort, and then it turned into your girlfriend and you having problems and it was,
yeah, well, you know, you got to be young. You know, and you don't have to always say the cool and clever phrases. You just got to be happy, and you got to laugh every now and then, you know? Yeah, and one thing don't do if you are an older person is don't do anything like any of that stuff. Don't do any of that.
No gang signs.
No, don't do any of that stuff. Yeah. Just be yourself, but be your happy self. God, just be the best person that you can be. And remember, subscribe. See?
Do it again.
Did it come up again?
There you go.
Subscribe.
That's amazing, John Byrne.
Yep.
got one more class, and that's it.
Yeah, you continue to take those classes, mm-hmm. and we will implement what you learn here on Over the Line. I think it's a good idea.
I think so.
I can tell you.
I think
you
it's
really
a great idea,
out.
Everybody. Come on, join us. Subscribe.
Listen, if the people have not subscribed at this point, after this, they're never going to subscribe.
Exactly.
It ain't going up again.
So,
money well spent on my classes.
Money well spent. Another thing going into 2024 that I'm going to be locked into, and I don't know, I haven't gotten a feel from the audience about how they feel about this, mm-hmm. but my fascination with Fish Tank has only excelled tremendously. And as we've talked about on shows past, the reason for this is because I came in on the back end of Fish Tank Season 1, right, like 3 or 4 days before it was over. Mm-hmm. And now, because I've kept up with it ever since, I've been able to start this one from the jump. As of right now, it's day 12 out of 6 weeks on Fish Tank. And as you can see here, John Bird, it is going strong. Actually, if you see, you can't see it up in the corner, but I am at a level 60 because I've watched so much Fish Tank. This has been a journey where I feel like I am in the house with these people. For instance, they had a cigarette smoking challenge earlier today, ooh, where they divided up into teams of four and had them each in a bedroom where they had to smoke 3 packs of cigarettes as fast as possible. As I watched this, I got sick myself, and I felt like I could smell the cigarettes. And then they made them come downstairs and eat 50 hot dogs.
Oh, God.
If you see, go back to, this is one of the rooms they were smoking cigarettes in. You could see the burn marks in the bed because they had nowhere to put their cigarettes.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
Sleeping on
It's nice that the smoke has finally cleared out, though.
Oh, man.
It's wild, man. One of these days, we're going to wait until... By the way, this guy's off his rocker. I'm surprised they're even allowing him to stay there. One day soon, as this continues to progress, we're going to do the text-to-speech.
Yes.
And we're going to make it say something over the speakers and maybe promote the podcast. Even though these guys don't have internet access and they don't have their phones or anything, mm-hmm. Maybe we can still help get the word out to the people that watch. I don't know.
What's up with the young lady sitting in that kind of waiting room chair? That cannot be her.
Over in the corner?
Yeah.
So, just a quick explainer. You've got 6 contestants. If you look in the top right corner of the screen, that tells you you've got 6 out of 10 contestants left. 4 of them have left. 3 were females. 1 was a male. Because they can't afford to have that many people gone this early in the game, they have brought in what they call freeloaders. And these are people that aren't contestants for the grand prize, but they can earn money along the way by doing challenges. They have so far brought in 4 of those freeloaders. And they're just random people. Some of them may be fans of the show. Some of them may be homeless people. Some of them you may know, like Airsoft Fatty from Instagram.
They all look like freeloaders to me.
They do. I mean, and I wonder, what if you got like a murderer on there that you didn't know about?
That's what's crazy about this is that is a possibility. That could seriously happen.
Yeah.
But
they signed releases. So.
Yeah, that they signed contracts.
That happened out in L.A. back in the 70s when they had that guy in the dating game and he ended up murdering those 3 people.
Oh, man. Yeah, the thing about this is, again, my point of this is, I don't know how the audience would feel about this, but it is very slow. For instance, if you were watching it right now, you just see them all kind of laying around. Mm-hmm. But if you check in within an hour, they could possibly be, you know, boxing each other or, you know, running around doing whatever challenge in order to not get eliminated. Because there's like a $50,000 grand prize for whoever finishes in first place.
That's better this time. Last time it was, what, 25 or 35?
Yeah, I think it was 30. $30,000 Yeah. I think they upped it because they made almost $1 million.
They found out about the tax thing too, probably.
Yeah.
But you know, four of them are missing pretty early, so you know, I mean, I wonder if it's going to affect the game.
Well, the fact that four of them are already gone, it's giving motivation to the other six to stay, because they're like, if they're dropping like flies like this, I can definitely win this. Because I don't think they can bring in new contestants. They brought in today, you see at the bottom, it says a new friend is here, Dwayne. So Dwayne's a new freeloader.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where he's from or where they found him. But he comes in and he does the challenges with them as well, and he can earn money along the way. That blonde girl in the beanbag is a, I think, is a new person. There's Dwayne right there, and the girl in the waiting room chair, she is also, I believe, a freeloader. It's just really weird, man. There's this kind of what do you call it whenever you're like watching somebody like.
Oh, voyeurism?
Yes, it's like kind of like a voyeurism type of deal, but not a creepy way, because it's not like you're watching them use the bathroom or
it's
kind
of like the real
dirty
world used to be, but on steroids or something.
Yes, it gives you the ultimate control of watching the reality show instead of having to just take what the production team gives
you,
which takes the reality out of reality TV. You get to see it in real time and watch it at any point during the day. And I have found it utterly fascinating. And maybe I'm crazy, but I've been locked in. I mean,
well,
Trish will tell you.
I know you're fascinated by it, but I think it's just because you yourself go original. Like, even these podcasts, we don't plan nothing. We just turn on the switch and go. And that's how the show is.
I like
that. That's how I think you like it.
Just doing it by the seat of your pants.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, the Truman Show, the movie with Jim Carrey.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
It's so frightening. I mean, the similarities, you know, of it, of, you know, you can, if you're on the night, working the night shift or whatever, you can come home and watch, but Truman will be sleeping. Or they'll do something, you know, you know, to elicit a certain response from him.
That's exactly what they do here. Yes. Yeah. That's exactly it. Because some of it, again, we talked about on the last podcast, Sam Hyde, who is Jason Goldstriker, they call him on the show. He is that type of guy. He's known as kind of the ultimate troll on the internet. And he knows what to do to elicit certain responses. Like, he'll pull a contestant to the side and blow smoke up their ass about some story about another contestant just to get a rise out of two contestants. In one case, you got a guy named Brian who's a contestant. He ended up shacking up with another contestant named Trish. Well, after that happened, they brought in Brian's ex-girlfriend that he was working it out with to live in the house after he'd hooked up with the other girl. And next thing you know, there's a complete meltdown going down between the three. And after they finally calm down, they make them do a challenge called Women's Liberation and had the women walking the guys around on a leash, making them clean and do chores. But took Trisha, the guy that Brian hooked up, the girl that Brian hooked up with, and made her Brian's master, while his ex-girlfriend that he's trying to work it out with, watch as she walked him around like a dog.
Oh, man.
See, they know what to do.
Psychological torture.
No, it's wild.
It's like a soap opera for Andrew McLean people.
Yes. Yep. Yes. And anyway, that's why I'm so locked in. I could give you story after story of what has gone on. For instance, I've got a breakdown of what happened yesterday, which was day 11. Let me see if I can find this. Maybe I don't have it. There's a guy that does kind of like recaps, if you will, of each day on Fish Tank. And he does, like, he shows clips of it, but he narrates it along the way. And it's so good. And it really explains kind of what's going on. I don't think I have it, but
okay.
It's It's entertaining, to say the least. Again, y'all may think I'm crazy, but I love this stuff.
Yeah, the fish tank's about as real as it gets. These are real people in a real situation, and it's not staged or anything. So, you know, it's interesting.
But it goes back to what we originally talked about when it came to that show. It's the generation that they're selecting contestants from. And these kids have some serious problems, and I think where a lot of it lies, one is bad parenting, but two, judging by just their behavior and their characteristics, you know, they've lived an entire life being highly medicated by doctors and being fed fast food from McDonald's or whatever, and it's got these kids jacked up. There's one kid that just rocks 24/7. And he's not like, he doesn't seem like he's got an issue or like autism or anything like that. He seems pretty normal, but he's got this rocking thing that never stops, and it's got to be exhausting.
Huh. Well, I mean, it could be a side effect from the medication. I mean, that stuff makes you do all kinds of things.
It's just crazy, crazy.
Yeah, it's frightening.
Yeah, but, and this is what they want, you know.
Think about.
Actually, it is. It's a microcosm of what we're dealing with here in America.
Well, what they've done to people, society in general over the years, including us, they normalized feeding your kids Happy Meals. I mean, we all gave our kids Happy Meals.
Yep.
And probably multiple times a week. We all gave them Cokes and sodas. Like, never should have done that to your kid, because you're disadvantaging your kid. You don't have to be super healthy, you know, meal prep with a child. But we had no governor on what our kid shouldn't consume, because generationally, we're like, well, I grew up on this stuff. My kid can grow up on it, too. And, you know, I turned out fine, when in reality, we all got our own problems. Yeah. And that's what they, the powers that be, have systematically done. Like, they constructed it in this way to slowly poison people, make them unhealthy, make them obese, so they can't. That's why they want to turn everybody trans. They don't want people to fight back. They don't want men being men. They don't want Andrew Tate's running around. They want weak people in a weak society that are easily controlled.
Yep.
That's well said. And the whole McDonald's thing, like you mentioned, yeah, there's the food aspect of it, making all that money. But think of all the money outside of the food and the treatment and the health care. They want you sick. If you get healthy at the doctor's and never have to go back, they lost a customer.
100%.
Well, and you think about what's in McDonald's. Because I didn't, when I was growing up, always ate healthy food. We ate around the table. You know, and when I got to be a teenager, I said, that McDonald's pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and before I know it, I'm like,
and it is good. It tastes great.
Yeah, tastes great. When we say McDonald's, we mean all fast food.
Yeah, it's all fast food.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's the stuff that they've put in it that slowly poisons people. That's why you got to ask questions when Bill Gates is buying farmland. Microsoft just bought, like, 1,000 acres of farmland in, like, North Dakota or somewhere.
That's my question. Why does the guy that builds all or buys all the farmland, goes does all the vaccine studies and all those things and invests all that money there, but he goes around making speeches saying there's way too many people on the planet?
Right.
To me, that doesn't make sense.
Right.
Whoa.
I don't want to go too deep here, but, you know.
Think about that. And
would you leave somebody in charge of your food if they thought there were too many people around?
Well, I've heard this, and y'all correct me if I'm wrong, but Bill Gates apparently runs the farm where McDonald's gets their fries, like their potatoes. Is that true?
I mean, I haven't looked it up, but it wouldn't surprise me. He's the single largest farmland owner in the world.
I feel like I've heard that.
No idea.
Yeah.
And he's donated the most money towards vaccine study and all that with the WHO, even more than China.
You mean the studies?
Correct. Yeah, I'm trying to, yeah.
We got to come up with a word for that, by the way.
Yeah, some people used to call it the Fauci Ouchie, but everybody knows what we're talking about, the thing.
Let's go with the Okey Pokey.
The Okey Pokey Willy?
Yeah, the Okey Pokey Willy. call it that.
Right off the top.
Okey Pokey's good.
Ow, Willy. I like that.
That's good. We'll do that. Man, we're getting too deep for a New Year's deal. Which this is not our New Year's deal. This is just our last podcast of the year. New Year's resolutions. Wait, you save yours. Because I'm sure it's going to be lengthy.
Okay, I got it.
Tony Gump, do you have New Year's resolutions or do you do that?
Yeah, I have New Year's resolutions. I'm very serious about it. I usually go with five, and if I hit three out of the five, I have a good year. You know, and the first resolution will be to make sure my phone's off during the podcast.
That's good. That's a good one.
I was like, wait, Tony is the one guy that will remind everybody to turn their phone off, and he just had an alarm go off, which I know he's going to be incredibly pissed about at the end of the show. He's going to be so mad at himself. But it's okay. Good.
And there's others too, but I keep track of them, and they're serious goals. You know, one goal I had last year was to get this podcast and help you guys and do all that. So, you know.
And that got accomplished in like 6 weeks from the inception of, you know, making the first move.
Well, the show had been doing well. People were listening in. I was getting feedback on the street, what you guys were doing on the radio, and I could just tell things were happening.
Well, we've been able with this podcast to be able to just come on here and have no plan whatsoever and just talk like we, you know, and this is the same thing we're doing before these cameras come on. We're just shooting the breeze. We're just talking.
Yeah.
That's what somebody asked me earlier. They said, y'all like plan out what you're going to talk about on the podcast. And I'm like, no, not really.
We might say, hey, generally, hey, maybe we talk about this, and that's it.
Yeah, maybe there's some sort of news story or something that we want to touch on that we may bring it up, but we don't talk about, like, we're going to go this angle. Because I hear, and no offense to any fill-in host, I don't hold this against them because their job is not radio, so they're not doing it every day like we are. But a lot of people will get on the radio as a fill-in and say, all right, so today's show, we got you a big show coming up at 10:30. We're going to have so-and-so from the Alabama GOP at 10:55. We're going to have blah, blah, blah. And you go through the whole gambit. And that may work. I'm not saying it doesn't work, but it personally drives me crazy because with our radio show, I want the listener to not know what to expect.
Right.
Even when it comes to the wheel of segments, you know it's coming. But you still don't know what to expect.
No.
You have no idea. And so that could just be a difference in style, for all I know.
I think it is.
But it's whatever. There have been several people that have filled in, because we've really been the only ones that have been at work all week. Everybody else took vacation. There have been several fill-ins that I absolutely love. Jeff Poor is one of them from 1819. Brian Dawson, I think he's a cool guy. We're going to bring him over to be on this podcast because he's got a fascinating, fascinating story. I mean, like, man, I don't want to let the
any
cat
other
out
ones?
The bag. Well, who else do I like?
Isn't Andrea Lindenberg coming in January something?
Yeah, she's going to come here to the podcast studio.
Yes.
But as far as fill-ins, I think that's it.
Oh, okay.
You know what drove me crazy, though?
What? What drove you crazy, Andrew?
I think this was, what day was this? Was it Wednesday? Thursday? It was Wednesday. I don't know. It was one of the days. So April Marie filled in for Leland on one of those days.
I think it was Wednesday.
Wednesday. And she just came into the studio, okay? Now, it's fine or whatever, but there's decorum when it comes to the radio show. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong, John Bird?
Nothing. I got some in my eye.
There's decorum when it comes to doing a radio show. Like, if I had some big thing planned for the last segment, you know, I don't need somebody coming in there railroading, no matter who it is.
Mm-hmm.
And she did that, and she came and jumped up on mic, and I'm just like, come on, cuz.
Oops.
I mean,
I didn't know. I was busy doing stuff behind the scenes.
Yeah, you weren't. You definitely weren't paying attention.
Well, usually when I show up, I just walk right in on whoever's talking.
It's certain things, and I'm not alone in this. I think there's probably a lot of other hosts that have their certain things that they like. You know how particular I am about the show.
Very much so.
And so if something comes on me last minute and I'm not expecting it, then it can throw everything off.
Yes, it can.
If you asked for water and somebody gave you distilled water, it would throw your whole show off.
Yeah, exactly. That's how particular I am. So she just came in and, you know, I didn't say anything. I was talking to you, John Bird, and then she just started talking. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it was a good conversation.
It's fine. It's not a big deal. Listen, I complain about a lot of stuff when it comes to the show. You know this.
You're very particular.
I'm not saying like I hate the chick. I'm just saying it was a bad deal. That I'm sure she won't do it again.
She's not a liberal.
Yeah, we've all made mistakes.
God bless America.
She loves America,
and she has passion. She wants to do what she's doing. I respect that.
No, yes. She's fine. I don't dislike her. I just don't come in the studio like that because
if I came in the studio on you like that, you'd let me have it.
Probably not.
Okay, well, you know,
it's whatever. So hey, listen, y'all know how I am. I just bring stuff up.
What other New Year's resolutions do you have, Andrew?
Oh, is that my New Year's resolution to make sure that never happens again? Were we done with Tony's already?
No, Tony, you had what were yours again?
If anybody needs to invest out there, buy a little bit of gold on the next dip. That's my suggestion.
Gold on the dip, cuzzy.
So that's what you're going to do. That's
and
your resolution.
Some silver, yes.
My resolution is going to be, I'm going to be honest, I hadn't really thought about it, but my goals throughout the year have been to grow this podcast. We have plans for this podcast about how some things are going to change after the new year. You're going to have some stuff like this. This is actually a little more serious than we expected it to be. But you're going to have shows like this, and you're also going to have us talking about serious issues news-wise, kind of like what we do on the show, and I get on my tangents and everything else, as well as some other things. My New Year's resolution is to be hyper-focused on that and really get this thing going so we can grow it and bring people over to the radio show and spread the message. That's number one. Spread the message because, again, going back to the beginning of this show, if 2024 comes around November and it doesn't go in our way, it's 2024 or bust.
Yeah.
Like we don't have a choice.
You're right.
And then I'm sure there's something else that
I agree with the resolution, but that's what I'm going to do anyway. I'm going to do whatever I can to help you get the message out to the people.
And I'm going to do whatever I can to help you help you.
Good. That's good. What about your New Year's resolutions, Jumbird?
Number one, I want to.
Well, do you have any grievances with people you work with before you get into that?
No, I don't.
You don't? Okay.
I love everybody.
It's Festivus.
I do. Yeah. Listen, I love everybody too. I wasn't trying to take shots and make everybody uncomfortable.
No, I know. I mean,
I was just saying it railroaded my gimmick.
Well, my experience is, you get to a point in your life when you're 60 that you don't let certain things bother you. Like, for instance, I've smoked for years, and this is the year that I stopped smoking.
Wait a minute. You stopped smoking in 2023?
No, I'm still smoking. You guys just don't know.
Are you serious?
Yes. I also, I'm a heroin addict.
Oh, Jesus.
He was a doctor a couple weeks ago.
Well,
from doctor to heroin addict chain smoker.
Guess where it came from.
7 days.
But you know what? I feel good about this new year. I'm going to do these resolutions. And once again, I'm also going to help Tony help you to spread the truth. Because that is what it's about. You can do all these fancy things, use all these big words and ha, 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 this and that and this and that. One word's all you need. Truth. Are you being true to yourself? Are you being true to your family? Are you being true to your country? That's something that everyone should have as a New Year's resolution. Oh, and also I want to lose some weight. But, you know, it's very, very important that we make our priorities. I also would like to kiss TB more, Tweety Bird. So that's a resolution that I'm making. Because, I mean, I enjoy kissing. And there's probably some other things. I'm going to try not to sleep late and try not to spill food and stain my clothes. And
What about getting stressed out or overwhelmed less?
No, I like that. I'm holding on to that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to hold on to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. It keeps me motivated.
Okay, so, you know, New Year's resolution, kick heroin, kick smoking, mm-hmm. and kiss your girlfriend more.
Yes.
Your special friend that you kiss on the lips.
Right.
Which is named, by the way, for those of you that don't know, they came up with the name Tweety Bird.
Yes.
But I don't like that in its original form, so we're going to go with TB.
Yeah, and it is not. It's not.
It's not the TB.
Yeah, it's not the TB. Yes. And you know what? I want to have a good time for New Year's.
Yeah.
With me padres that I hold close to my heart.
Yeah.
And I hold you close to my heart, too. Don't think that just because there's a camera and you're looking at your phone or at a computer that there's distance, because there's not. I'm not ashamed to say, Tony, I love you. I love you. And I love you. But you know what? I love me too. Self-love is very important for New Year's.
Does this have to do with one arm being stronger than the other?
Happy New Year, everyone.
Nothing says love yourself like one arm being stronger than the other. Really?
Did I just ruin that? I'm sorry.
Self-love is a different thing. It means accepting who you are and being able to embrace yourself.
Yeah.
You know,
nothing like giving yourself a warm embrace.
Yes, right? But, you know, giving yourself permission.
Right. It's always important to ask permission before you embrace anyone, especially yourself.
It's not something you want to hide.
So you want to do it in public.
Damn it.
You want to embrace yourself in public.
Embrace who you are.
Oh, okay.
Yes. What would Donald say about that?
Donald's been mean mugging this whole show. Yeah. Right. Well, that's fantastic. Jeez. New Year's resolutions. I'm happy for you. I hope all of those are accomplished.
Mm-hmm. Resolution numero uno, save the country.
Yes. Top of the list.
Here's
top
a resolution that I've got that I hadn't really told anybody about.
Uh-oh.
Is make sure, and this is something I already do, but it's something that you can't always accomplish. Mm-hmm. So you got to perfect it. Is making sure your wife not only feels loved, but feels beautiful. That's a New Year's resolution for you right there. It's mine. You can't take it, but
that's not going to work for me.
Why?
Because they're not married.
Well, you girlfriend, whatever.
Oh, yes, girlfriend, yes.
I don't need a resolution for that. I just do it every day.
Oh.
It makes it easy. You don't have to worry about it.
That is so sweet. I'm just...
Tony says, I won't buy you a Christmas gift, but I'll make you feel beautiful.
No, we don't buy each other gifts, but every day is a holiday.
Every day is a gift. You should write a book, Tony.
Every day is a gift.
That's it, man.
Every day really is a gift.
It is.
We have a lot to be thankful for, and thanks, everybody, for watching. This is just awesome.
Yeah. I still can't believe that we're in this situation, you know, in the studio doing this podcast. It's still kind of surreal walking in here because we've got a setup. Everybody that's come in here has said the same thing. They're like, wow, this is really nice. Dale Jackson said he's never even been in a radio station this nice.
See, that's crazy to me because I've never been in radio, you know.
Yeah.
Well, for me, it's a dream come true because if you're going to do something, do it right. And I can tell you when I come in here, whether or not I'm just like noodling on the computer over there or doing whatever, it does feel special coming in here. It's almost like you keep the world at bay so you can come in here and you're able to focus on what you want to focus on.
Well, last time you were on the computer, you did some special things and you screwed up our soundboard.
No, that was not me. That was that guy that normally comes by to do the lawn.
Yeah.
I caught him.
I was a lawn guy.
I caught him.
You caught him on
the
computer.
Get the hell out of here. What are you doing? It's like, I'm sorry, senor. You know,
he was a Hispanic lawn guy.
I didn't say that.
He just spoke Spanish.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He's very good at Spanish.
He was in and out pretty quick, you know.
Long enough to throw everything off.
Yeah.
That's okay. You know, it's fine. I don't have any. And even if it was you, I have no hard feelings against you.
I'm glad it happened because we ended up learning a bunch of things.
Exactly. Okay, you know what? I'm going to admit it was me. I'm going to admit, because truth is the most important thing, and we learned something from it.
Is that a New Year's resolution to add to the list?
And that's why I did that, to be honest. I'm going to go ahead and come clean. I did that to help Tony to realize his potential as an executive producer.
Wow. That's deep.
Oh, wow, yeah.
That's how much I love you guys. I'm willing to screw up the equipment and everything for you guys to figure out, for you to realize your potential.
It would have been nice if you would have told us that before we did the last podcast, because we all sat here in silence listening to Animals or Friends bobbing our head, and people watching the podcast were like, y'all know we can't hear that.
Yeah, but TB loved it.
Did she?
She was laughing her butt off the way we were nodding our heads and everything. And let's pull back the curtain a little bit on this, okay?
Okay.
We did mean to do that because we knew that it would be funny. So we, it's just, you know, we're trying to be different, not your typical podcast. So sometimes there might not be sound, but you know what? That's okay because we're different. We're new. We're different.
Make sure you're laughing while you're doing the spiel.
Oh my gosh, I know. I'm telling you guys, we're new, we're different, we just got on the scene, and we're ready to have some fun with you guys. All you got to do, what do you got to do? Subscribe right here. Subscribe.
See? Yeah, you're really
start implementing that more.
Yeah, you're really good at that. Those $7,000 podcast classes are really, really shining through.
I can't wait to get my certificate. Of course, they just email it to you. You have to print it up yourself. But I cannot wait. I'm going to use really nice
paper. When are you going to have it?
Well, if I pass the finals, which are tomorrow, we do it via Skype. I'm going to, I've been working on, my little show that I'm going to be doing. And it just all depends on my delivery. If I do well, boom.
So it is possible that for our New Year's Eve celebration Sunday, you can have your certificate with you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? We hang it on the wall here.
That's true. We could definitely do that. We can dedicate a camera to it like we've dedicated one to Donald Trump.
You don't have to do that, man. Yeah. But if you want to, I mean, that's fine. You know, I mean, we all push forward in life, and we need to celebrate our victories and our special moments in life. And this is a special moment for me because if you would have asked me if I was could be a podcaster last year, I would have probably said yeah, but I wouldn't have known what the heck I was talking about. It took these guys and my course in podcasting to be where I am to now.
Jumper, what is this course called?
Fish Tank Willie.
What's the name of this podcast training course?
What do you think it is?
Podcast Training Willie.
Nope. You got that wrong.
So what is it?
Acme Podcast. Acme Podcast. And actually, it's, I believe it's Northwest Vermont University online.
Okay.
Northwest. Yeah, it's somewhere near Gump University. Yeah.
Northwest Vermont School of Tech.
Yes.
And podcasts.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So hopefully I'll have it. You know, the good thing is I don't have to wait a bunch of weeks. They'll just email it right to me.
That's good.
I just get printed up and that's it.
Well, I hope you pass. If you do, bring that certificate with you.
Okay, I will.
For New Year's Eve.
Yes. Well, I mean, I'm all about furthering my education.
Yeah.
Kids' education is important. Dudes, let me tell you. Stay in school. Don't be a fool. You know what else?
Okay, subscribe. Okay. Listen. Listen. I hope. Listen, if you have not subscribed during this podcast, we don't even like you. We don't even want your subscription.
That's right.
Because you are obviously fighting the powers that be. Tony Gump, anything before we get out of here?
No, just be safe, everybody out there. Be safe on New Year's Eve. And starting next year, we got to be serious about saving the country.
That's right, baby. And Should I ask him if he's got
final
word?
Yeah, I think one more, yeah.
All right. John Bird, any final words for the last official podcast before 2024?
I've really enjoyed it. It's been great. I've learned a lot. I've learned to love. I love you guys, and you know, I love everybody out there. And I am dedicating my life. No longer running for District 2. I'm dedicating my life to spreading truth. And I can't wait to see everybody for New Year's. Make sure you come, because I think somebody from my condominium is going to be visiting. I'm not sure.
Oh, my God.
So we'll see.
Is it somebody we've met before?
Probably not.
I'm pretty sure we've met all of those people from John Burt's condominium.
No, I don't think you have.
Again, this is the part where we don't even question it. Because we're never going to expect whatever he does, which is fine. It makes John Burt who he is. But, yeah, we'll see. You'll see, because you'll be tuning in.
Can I mention something real quick?
New Year's
I'm
Eve.
Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but one thing I learned in the podcast school, always smile and be upbeat and talk really big. Now, you try that.
All right.
Now, move your head around some and then talk loudly and happily.
This is what I look like when we were listening to Animals or Friends.
Hey, everybody. Yeah. Hey.
There it is. Yeah.
Now, give us your podcast smile.
Don't do this, because this could look angry. Like that.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's welcoming.
It's not bad.
Very welcoming. Yeah.
Yeah.
Money well spent on that deal.
I think so.
I don't have any final thoughts, because we'll be giving final thoughts here in a couple days for New Year's Eve.
Well, that's
again,
right.
Make sure you're subscribed, hit the notification bell, and that way you can get notified when we go live, baby. That's how it works.
Yes.
Until next time, circles!